with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump at a major rally today in Atlanta, and he's promising big changes when he's reelected in November.
The cartels will be crushed, crime will plummet, incomes will soar, the wars will end, and the American dream will come roaring back bigger, better, and stronger than ever before, right? Yes.
And the former president has agreed to debate Harris that supposedly Wednesday, September 4th. But so far, Harris has not said if she will take part. Also at SRNnews.com, tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico has now turned into Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida, and should be a hurricane before coming ashore. Jack Bevin is with the National Hurricane Center and adds Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas need to be prepared.
Those rains would cause considerable flash and urban flooding along with river flooding in those areas. Now, not everywhere is going to get that. Those are going to be in certain areas near where the center of the system passes and in some bands nearby, but yeah, there'll be widespread heavy rains associated with this system, particularly in the early part of next week after the system moves inland over northern Florida and the southeastern United States.
Authorities say three people have been hospitalized after two of them were stabbed, the other shot at a casino in Las Vegas. Violent encounter early Saturday morning at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa. Two of those injured are said to be in critical condition. This is SRN News. Best-selling author and pastor has a new temporary assignment.
Max Lucado is now serving as the interim teaching pastor at Gateway Church in Southlake, Texas, and will continue in the role through the end of the year. He remains a pastor at Oak Hills Church in San Antonio and will preach at both locations this fall. Lucado steps in at Gateway following the recent resignation of founding pastor Robert Morris. He left earlier this summer over allegations that he sexually assaulted a young girl decades ago. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hundreds of deaf people are attending a virtual worship service each week thanks to Deaf Church Online. Digital Outreach has a few thousand followers on Facebook and connects with up to 300 people each and every week with views from the United States, Canada, Japan, Australia, and several countries in Africa. This is SRN News. Congress has given a green light to a proposal to require the federal government to purchase only American flags that have been completely manufactured in America. John Scott reports.
The U.S. imports millions of American flags from overseas, mostly from China. But the sponsors of the proposal said it's time for American flags to originate in the country they represent. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio said the change is more than just symbolic. They believe it will support American jobs and manufacturers while preserving the nation's most recognized banner. John Scott reporting.
It was a dismal day of trading on Wall Street ending the week Friday. The Dow dropped 610 points. S&P was off 100. NASDAQ down 417. More details at SRNnews.com.